Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to Pork Therapy. We're so glad you've joined us on the Pork Therapy. Well, what is it? I guess it's a couch.
This is a couch. It's not the love couch.
It's not the love couch.
It's a love couch. It's one of many love couches in the famous and awesome Abenara in Keene.
That's right, because we're here at Social Sundays, and we're hanging out with some friends, having a great time.
And that's Stephanie.
Oh, yes, I forgot to introduce myself. And this is Mike. And
this is Pork Therapy.
Yeah, I think we said that before.
Oh, and that's Stephanie.
And we go on and on and on. So we're giving you relationship advice from a liberty perspective. Isn't that right?
Well, that's
pretty good.
Kind of right. I don't think it's advice. I think we're just talking.
Whatever you want to believe. Say that every time, and then we tell the listeners to ask Mike on a date, and then
Free tomorrow, I've heard.
That's right. You're free tomorrow night.
And we have with us today a guest.
A special guest.
Hello.
We have a special guest.
Oh. Very special.
It's Lauren.
And a modest special guest.
Well, we agree that she's very special.
Absolutely.
And now, so Lauren saw us here today, and we hadn't really planned to record, but Lauren said she had a burning question that she couldn't...
Frankly, we never plan at all.
That's true.
So what is today's question?
So today's question is, I've been listening to the Pork Therapy conversations, and I thought you guys were...
Conversations, I like that.
Yeah, I like that, too.
You guys were... I like
not
listening
gossip
to you.
Fest, right?
You have a good way of speaking and talking with people and making people feel at ease when, expressing your... the things that you want to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I'd, sort of ask about how you guys handle interruptions, because I have two ways of handling them.
You're going to ask Stephanie about interruptions, and yet I just interrupted you.
There you go. So here's my first way.
And this is not a video podcast, but for those of you who are in the listening audience,
she just
Lauren
punched
just
me in the face.
Punched Mike in the face.
Yes, I get very angry when people interrupt me. Oh. And the other thing is,
Before you continue.
I knew it.
Just kidding.
The other thing is for me to just completely turn off and leave the room and get out of the conversation because I go, well, if they're not listening to me, I don't need to talk, do I?
Hmm. Do you do that after, an interruption or if they keep interrupting you?
Sometimes it's after just one interruption. If I go, hey, you know what? I had this really great thought. It has 3 points, and here's point number. And then somebody interrupts me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go, I guess you don't want to hear it then.
Hmm. Well, it kind of makes sense. I mean... conversation is two-way, and if, last night I was
in... Yes, conversations are two-way.
Yeah, and so if someone keeps interrupting you, they're either being rude, or they just don't want to hear what you have to say.
Yeah,
however,
it is a rude thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's completely rude.
Even though Mike and I interrupt each other on the podcast.
Yeah, but see, you do it, and it's not rude.
Well, we do it,
I'm interrupting the podcast to receive some leftover French fries. Okay,
so... Free food isn't always a good reason to interrupt,
yeah.
But so, okay, we were saying, we interrupt each other,
yeah.
And usually,
I just interrupted us to get some free French fries.
Oh, and it's raining.
And that's not a good
reason.
It's
raining French fries.
But I was going to say, there probably is, or possibly is, a good good reasons to interrupt people. You need clarification on the thing they're trying to explain to you, and... Or, for that matter, what if they're just presenting this grand idea or whatever, and it's too complex, and you need to just pause and say, all right, go back to just those first 2 points, and let me get those, then go on to your other five.
Yeah, but
exactly.
This interruption would be in line with what a person's talking about. What if they interrupt you with completely different stuff?
Okay, that, I don't see a I think that's rude.
Yeah, that is rude.
And they go, well, back in 1947, I remember that.
Right.
Yeah. Well, then that sort of just shows that they're not listening, right?
Yeah.
Or,
but Mike,
don't want to.
You actually brought up a really good point, and that sometimes, you need to interrupt someone that you're having a conversation with, in order so that you understand each other enough to keep the conversation going, right? Like, if you don't understand something that they just said, and then you say, oh, wait, before you go on, can you just define what you just said? Then I think that's valid, but if you just start talking about, the JFK assassination,
you wouldn't actually punch someone for interrupting.
No, I really feel like it, though.
Oh, yeah,
really
it's
angry.
Very frustrating.
Yeah.
Okay,
so,
well...
So, I mean, what do you actually do, Lauren, when that happens? You said you just walk away, right?
I just clam up and leave if I can, and just stop talking if I can't leave.
Hmm. I kind of appreciate the stop talking method, because if they are actually interested in having a two-way conversation and hearing what you have to say, if you stop talking because they don't appear interested or they're interrupting, they're going to learn pretty damn quick they have to shut up. doesn't it seem sensible? Like,
well, I know people who keep going on, if they keep going on,
they're not interested.
Yeah,
I don't think.
And then maybe it's just time to move on. Maybe that those people aren't interested in. Maybe they, you know, as rude as it is, they're not interested in talking to you.
Yeah. I don't.
So you just move on. You don't grace them with your conversation.
There you go. That's the right attitude.
Find someone who is interested in you. I think that's a valid way to deal with interruption.
But what if it's a loved one and I just interrupted you?
It wouldn't be a podcast without it.
What if it's, let's sort of twist this around and say, what if it's a loved one or a friend and you're having a conversation with them, they interrupt you, and you don't want to just burn the bridge and walk away and say move on from that conversation. What do you do?
Well,
I think I like to say, you know, oh, can I just finish my thought before you say that?
Yeah.
How about something like that?
Or even interrupt them back. Well, or even more direct. Or, I don't know if this is more direct or more obvious or whatever, but say, excuse me, you just interrupted me, how about if you let me finish?
Mm-hmm.
So they get the point instead of, you know, if you say, what did you suggest just then?
Do you mind if I make my first point? Yeah, do you mind if I finish my thought?
Okay, that's good. I admit, and I'd probably use that, mm-hmm. but the person who's interrupting may not even get that you're perturbed that they're interrupting.
Mm-hmm.
They may think you think it's okay, but you want to get back to your point.
Yeah.
If you say, I don't like that you interrupted me, can you hang on a sec? They know.
Mm-hmm.
They can't not know that you don't like their interruption.
Yeah. And some people...
We got more food coming.
We have once again interrupted with a gift of free food falling from the sky.
We're going to take out, but... I took one of these maps.
I'll edit this out.
And okay. I drew out how to get to Sam's place from here.
I know where he lives. Is it the same house?
Yeah.
Okay, so are you going to be up for a while?
Yeah, we're...
Hey, she interrupted the podcast.
She's
interrupted the podcast for the informal. I'll stop by.
I'm sorry.
Thanks. Thank you. I will stop by.
Okay, I'll see you guys later.
Bye. Another good reason to interrupt is that if you're having a heart attack
we should record that.
Oh, okay.
We're recording.
Oh, we are recording.
Yeah.
Oh.
If you're having a heart attack or a stroke or something, you go, hey, something emergency is happening here.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's
but
rude.
So often
I
when
think
it's...
you should have your heart attack when they're done with their topic.
Well, yeah, but so often it's not something emergent. It's just that person is very aggressive about wanting to control the conversation. You know, I think that's another reason why people interrupt is because they want to be in control of that conversation and they want to steer it into the direction where they want to go. Do you agree with that, Lauren?
Yeah, I wonder why, though. I mean, why would a person...
I would guess...
I mean, a conversation is two people, isn't it?
Yes, but
it
I would guess
be.
It's insecurity. Like, like, they have to be presenting facts and steering the topics, or they don't feel like they're being listened to or important. That's possibly one reason.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
They have to, like, top you with,
yes,
with their stuff.
Exactly. They want their ego stroked. Or they want something else stroked and they're interrupting you. So, I mean, I guess you can interrupt them back. Is that one of the tactics that we talked about? You could leave. You could, maybe you could bring it up later, you know, like as a sort of side issue. Like, for instance, even before the conversation starts, you could preface what you're about to say with, I have a really interesting thought that I just formulated. Can I just get it out? And then afterwards, I want to get your comments. Have you ever done something like that?
Wow, that sounds pretty formal.
Yeah.
It does, I suppose. But I mean...
And I also suggested that you tell the person directly, hey, you interrupted me and I don't like that, continue. I like that method, but that's really hard. It's hard to say something that direct. So I think I would first probably say something like Stephanie said, say... That's great, but let me finish my point or something. And then after, if that didn't work once or twice, then I'd be just more direct. Say, look, stop interrupting me.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes people, I think, interrupt to keep the conversation flowing or going, right? Because if one person is... Not that you would do this, Lauren, but, I mean, sometimes there's one person who's talking and just monopolizing the conversation, and you feel that you must interrupt them because nobody really wants to hear what they're...
or to get them back on topic. What if they're just meandering?
Right.
And
if
ranting?
They're rambling. Yeah. Exactly. That's happened before. But honestly, Lauren, I don't think you could be accused of that, but...
I could accuse her of that.
You
ramble.
Could, but you would be wrong.
Okay, well, that's a different story.
And then I would interrupt you to stop you from doing that.
How about this tactic? You go, oh, you just... man, when you started that sentence just now, man, I felt terrible. I felt like I wanted to punch you in the face.
That's a good thing.
I think that's really the way to go about it, but that's, in my opinion, not always easy. I kind of want to, like, work up to that. I don't... Especially if I like the person who's interrupting me. I don't know if I want to say, you're being rude. They are, but it's just hard to say. So I would prefer to work up to that, like, hint at it, and then if they don't get it, then tell them. I don't know if that's better, but that's what I'd do.
Well, I think if it were someone that I was in a long-term relationship with, like a friend or a loved one or something, I might bring that up as a sort of a separate conversation and say, you know, like, I really love talking to you and hanging out with you, but sometimes when we're talking, I have a really good idea and I feel like it's hard for me to get the whole thing out before you interrupt. Mm-hmm. Do you think you could try listening more or longer?
Yeah.
And just something like that.
It made me realize that, and as all you listeners know, Stephanie interrupts me all the time.
Yes.
And we're good friends.
That's right.
And what do I do about it? I tease you about it.
Yeah. So, teasing is another tactic.
Yeah, there you go.
But sometimes you interrupt me back, too.
Never. Okay, always.
Well, that doesn't really bother me, so...
No,
I think you're right, Mike. I mean, all joking aside, we do sort of handle that in a friendly, joking manner, and it seems to work out pretty well. So, okay, so we brought up a couple of topics, or tactics
examples,
to deal with interruption. Do you guys have anything else that you think of that comes to mind?
Did any of those tactics seem like they worked
for you? Yeah, I have, like, three different ones to try now.
Wow.
Great! Oh, that's
good.
Excellent.
That'll save a lot of people some bruises.
Yeah. You don't want to mess with Lauren.
Yeah,
she's really badass.
It's not a video podcast, but she's like 6'4 and 300 pounds. She's a bodybuilder.
She was actually in the WWF. Oh, well, if activism counts, then Lauren is a giant in the world.
She's actually just an awesome person.
Yes, so I agree.
Let me interrupt you and tell the people that.
Well, that's a good interruption.
Yeah.
All right, have we interrupted each other enough? Is there anything else you wanted to say, Lauren? Or
any other interruptions?
Do you feel like we answered your question?
Yes, I think you gave me quite a few tactics to try out here.
Excellent. That's awesome. Well,
thanks,
that's our goal.
Thanks for being eager to be on the show.
What a great question.
Yeah.
I really like that.
And also, she told us she had a question, but didn't tell us the question until we were right here recording.
Yes.
And we love that.
That was the best thing.
Yeah.
I mean, episodes always come out the best when we don't talk about it. Well, actually, we never have talked about the topic beforehand.
Right.
So you would never prepare anyway.
Right.
So I guess that would be a question beforehand.
Yeah, if you want to send us your questions, email them to us at questions@porktherapy.com.
Yes, or you can follow us on Facebook at facebook.porttherapy.com.
And
I barely got
fan.
That out before I stuttered and tripped all over my tongue.
And become our fan there, or you can follow us on twitter.porktherapy.com.
Yes, and if you really are feeling in a generous mood, you can give us a positive rating on iTunes, and you can spam your friends with Pork Therapy.
Interrupt them whenever you want.
Yes,
tell them about
them.
Us.
Oh, hi, how's it going? Oh, did I tell you about this great podcast that I heard?
And when they punch you in the face, listen to us and you'll know why.
That's right. And don't forget, ladies and men, Mike is... Mike is free tomorrow night, and if you want to get a date with him, you had better email him at mike@porktherapy.com and interrupt all the other people that are asking him out and make sure that you cut in and say, oh, may I have this dance? Because his dance card fills up awfully quick. Isn't that right, Mike?
Sure. I better go out and get a dance card now.
That's right.
Thank you for being on, Lauren.
Thank you, Lauren. We appreciate it. All right, bye.
See you, everybody.